The title of today's message is The Forgotten Spiritual Gift. And I need my iPad for this, and I forgot to grab it. There's so much content for this particular message that I needed to write it down. Now, all this content is inside of your app. Put that QR code up there for me, if you don't mind, Zoe. Thank you so much. If you haven't downloaded the app, all the content for this message is in the app. So you can just scan that QR code and it'll take you there straight away. I'm talking about a spiritual gift that most of the church has completely forgotten. And so let me say this about the gift before I tell you what it is. This gift, God has made a spiritual gift. God has made a spiritual gift available for every believer. On three, say every believer real loud. One, two, three. Every. One more time. Every believer. Forgotten by many, but accessible to all. Listen to this. With it, the Spirit takes command. Without it, emotions take control. Now, James talks about people that are like waves in the ocean. When they experience disappointment, they get rocked. Their faith gets rocked. When times are going good, their faith is high. It's just back and forth. You're unhappy, mad, depressed, down. It's just back and forth. You're like a wave in the ocean. But there's a particular gift that your spirit controls your emotions. That God gives to every believer. He buries it into your soul. Let me say something else about this gift. Most of life's breakdowns, emotionally, this breakdown or relationships stem not from too much pressure, but from too little spiritual strength. Let me say it again. Most of life's breakdowns stem not from pressure, but lack of spiritual strength. People who break down are breaking down because they're standing on their own strength. Now, what is this spiritual gift? Nobody is allowed to run out of the room when I say it. Are you with me? Nobody needs to use the bathroom or go check on your kids in the nursery. Just stay with me. And nobody's allowed to go, oh my gosh, even though you're going to think it. Are you with me? This spiritual gift is speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues has become the forgotten gift. For 2,000 years, speaking in tongues has gone from generation to generation like a baton. Generation, 2,000 years, a generation telling their kids, who tell their kids, who tell their kids. But now in 2025, probably, I don't know how far back, the baton is not being passed. And the reason why it's not being passed is because pastors, I'm not throwing stones at anyone, I'm including myself, do not want to talk about it because we want you to come back. It is a topic that offends your mind. You don't understand it, and people don't want things from God that they do not understand. Most of the time, they back up and say, God, make sure I go to heaven and help me get out of the problems while I'm here. And aside from that, I'm good. There are problems you will never get out of unless you can speak in tongues. Let me talk about what speaking in tongues is. What is it? It is a spiritual gift in which a person speaks in a language unknown to them. You do not know what you're saying. I've taken Spanish lessons for like 3 years. When I say something in Spanish, I know what I'm saying. It's a new language, but I know what I'm saying. Are you with me? Say yes. When you speak in tongues, you do not know what you're saying. All right, here we go. You use it in prayer, praise, and spiritual strengthening. During worship, I am speaking in tongues more than I'm singing the song. Okay? It's the cadence, it's the rhythm, it's the melody, but I'm speaking in tongues. You say, why? Because now I'm praying about so many things that I cannot. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for the worship team. I'm praying for me. I'm praying for the app. I'm praying for so many things. You do it during worship. You do it when you're praying. Typically, when I come to the office, I like to pray for about 2 hours. I'll shut the door. I'm speaking in tongues for, what's 2 hours? 120 minutes, probably 110 minutes is speaking in tongues. Let me keep on going. How often is it mentioned in the Bible or referred to? Between 20 and 22 times. So you ask, why are we skipping over this topic? Again, pastors want you to come back. Why are we skipping over it? Because even pastors don't even understand it. And so people don't understand it. And so now what's happening? People are only speaking in English, Spanish, or whatever their native language is. And you're not speaking the mysteries. And I'm going to talk about this next week. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, it says this, to him who is able, watch this, this is going to blow your mind. You ready? It's about, to him who is able to give you exceedingly, abundantly, here it comes, more than you can ask for. Now, this is the ringer. More than you can imagine. How do you ask God for something that you cannot imagine? And so if you can't imagine it, how do you ask for it? And if God has something for you that you can't imagine, but James 4:2 says, you have not because you ask not. How are you going to ask for it? You have to ask in a language that you can't imagine the meaning, to ask for something that you can't imagine. And if you don't, you live your life without these experiences and open doors. Are you with me? Say yes. Let me pick up the pace here. In the Bible, where is it found? In Acts, in 1 Corinthians primarily, Roman numeral 1. I've got 5. I'm going to move quick. Speaking in tongues strengthens your spirit. Jude said this in chapter 1, verse 20, praying in the spirit builds your faith. We know how to build our bodies. You know, you do exercises. You do these things. You eat vegetables. My dad used to say, if you eat carrots and then you're going to get to see far. Anyone hear that before? We know how to deal with our bodies, but we don't know how to make our spirit strong. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, strength comes to the inner man through the Holy Spirit. John and James in Luke chapter 1, verse 80, watch this. John and James became strong in the Spirit through solitude and spiritual disciplines. Watch this. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, check this out. David has 600 mighty men. They go and fight a war against the Philistines. They win the war. But they took half of their army and circled back around to attack their homes. in Ziklag. So they come back from the war, and all of their homes are burnt to the ground. The post office, the restaurants, their houses, it's all burnt to the ground. And their wives and their children have been kidnapped. The 600 mighty men start grabbing rocks to stone David. And the Bible says that he went and strengthened himself in the Lord. Nobody's going to have their house burnt down and your loved ones kidnapped in the same day. Whatever problems you're facing, it's not like that. He's strengthened. How do you get strong when the world is caving? He goes alone and he strengthens himself in the Lord. Let me move along because I'll stay there too long. Here we go. Roman numeral 2. Clarifying who the gift is for. I've got friends that were raised Baptist. Not all Baptists believe in this, but I do have friends that do believe in this, that are Baptists. They have a Baptist background. What they believe is that, for an illustration, the way a quarterback says height, and he throws a football over here, and then he'll throw a different route over here, a different route over here. That's like God giving gifts to certain people. Where do they get that theology? They didn't just make it up. They actually have a scripture to support that. Watch what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. All these, speaking of spiritual gifts, are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one as he determines. So when you take that scripture, you back up and you go, speaking in tongues is not for everyone. He determines who he gives it to. Okay, all scripture is from God. So God said that. Let's set that scripture right here. And I'm going to share with you two scriptures that seem to contradict that scripture. It seems like it. Here we go. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 5, God says this, I wish you all spoke in tongues. In Mark 16, verse 17, it says, if you are a believer, you believe in God, these signs shall follow you. It should be a part of your life. The first one is you will cast out demons. The second one is you will speak in a new language. The next one is if you drink anything poisonous, you won't be harmed. You'll be able to handle snakes safely, and you'll be able to lay your hands on the sick and they'll be healed. Now, handling snakes safely doesn't mean you're the bounty hunter and you get to go in a rainforest and like grab them and like, woo! No. Handling snakes safely. How many people have lived enough life to know that some people are snakes? Yeah. Just wait a minute. You go. Some people are snakes. Yeah. Well, to be able to handle them safely, I don't know how your world's going to end up, but you can't bite me, okay? These signs are following, but it includes speaking in tongues. So how do we bridge these things? Because it says that God passes them out to certain people. Over here, he's saying, I wish you all spoke in tongues. How do you bridge that? I'm so glad you asked. See, there are four types of speaking in tongues. Four. Now, this is hard for our brains to wrap around because, like English, there's only one type of English. Now, it sounds different. Like, If you go to Louisiana, you don't know what. They're the only people that'll walk by a ditch, see something crawling, and be like, you know what? I'm going to eat that right there. I'm just kidding. I love Louisiana. They got their own music, Zydeco. They will invite you into their house. They got great food. They make boudin. If I didn't live here, this is true, I would want to go there. I would want to go there. Their own food, they make food that nobody else makes. If you've never lived in Louisiana, you don't know what Zydeco is. They got their own music. They're legit. They do eat bugs. But don't pay attention to that. Don't think about that. That's nothing. But the bugs actually are pretty good. Okay, here we go. There's four different types of speaking in tongues, unlike English, where there's just one English. Four types. Two of them are public. Two of them are private. When God distributes the gifts, He's not talking about your private language. He's talking about a public language. Let me talk about the two public ones. One of them is whenever a person speaks in tongues. I want to go in the order. I know the four, but I want to go into the right order for the sake of the screen. Is it's a sign to people who do not believe in Jesus. So when somebody who does not believe in Jesus hears somebody with the gift of public tongues, like I speak in tongues, but I don't have that public gift of speaking in tongues that prove to people that God's alive. In fact, the contrary. I preached on speaking in tongues here about 7 years ago, and I invited a friend, and I spoke in tongues on the stage. I have not seen my friend in 10 years. Okay? So if you're here and you're like, if you speak in tongues, I'm out of here. I'm not. You might. I'm not. Here we go. Public tongues in Acts chapter 2, they could speak in tongues and people believed in God because of it. They spoke in tongues, and when they started speaking in tongues, they were speaking in their language. Imagine a Korean coming in here, and they're sitting in here, and they speak in English. They understand what I'm saying, and they speak in Korean, and they don't believe in God, and they look at me, and all of a sudden, I start speaking in tongues, and it's in his dialect. But the catch is, there's somebody right next to them that's from, I don't know, what's another language? Some of you are like, I don't know, I'm from America, I only know about us. What? Italian. Okay, yeah. I speak Canadian and American. If you didn't get it, ask your friend. No, don't ask your friend. Italian, speak Sicilian. At the same time as me speaking Korean, all of a sudden I speak Italian in perfect dialect. An unbeliever would go, wow, I think God's hand is on you and he's in this place. Another one is when somebody speaks out loud and it's prophetic. Some of us that grew up UPC, there'd be somebody that starts speaking out loud in that culture. We don't have that culture. But that culture, they start speaking out loud in the church, and then somebody comes along and prophesies what that person said. Now, don't email me about the culture here. We move in seasons. It might be in the next season. Did you guys all hear that? Don't email me or give me a book. I get more books. But those are public. A sign to the unbelievers, a prophetic corporately. Those are the ones that God distributes. It's public. Preaching is a public ministry. He distributes it. Now, there's private tongues. Everybody say real loud, private tongues. Say it again, private tongues. This is the one where the Lord says, I wish you all spoke in tongues. This is when you're laying down at night with your head on the pillow and you're speaking in tongues and there's a connection between you and the Lord that you can't understand. It's wonderful. You don't know what you're saying, but it's wonderful. That's why the Lord says, I wish you all spoke in tongues. Then there's another private one that's also, both private are available, is intercession when you're praying about someone else. When I was, I think I was 10 years old, 12 years old, my dad went to go preach in New Mexico. We were living on the east side of Houston, North Shore, Channelview area. He goes to New Mexico to preach to the Navajo Indians. Every single night for 3 nights, he was gone for 3 days, 4 days, 3 nights, I was waking up in the middle of the night begging God that my dad wouldn't die. Now, he was an evangelist, so he traveled everywhere. That never happened. I didn't know why I was scared. And so I was speaking in tongues the whole time. Remember, the private tongues is personal intimacy. The other one is intercession. Both of them are available for all of you. I'm praying, speaking in tongues. I'm on the carpet, face in the carpet, speaking in tongues. I have no idea why. My dad comes home. He has asthma. And he goes, Frankie, I forgot my Primatene Mist. Now, Primatene Mist, I don't think it exists anymore. You go to Walgreens, pull it off the shelf back in the day. But he would spray it into his mouth, and he could breathe again, but he forgot the Primatene Mist. And he goes, every single night, I was breathing, my throat closed up. I could not breathe. It was like I was breathing through a coffee straw. I have no idea that's happening. I'm on the floor speaking in tongues, and there are angels being sent out to take care of my father because I'm praying. In 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 1, verse 11, it says, you helped us when you prayed for us. So what does speaking in tongues do? It draws you close to the Lord. And you pray about things that you have no idea. If you're a mother or a father, when someone crosses your mind, you begin to speak in tongues. And even if they don't cross your mind while you're speaking in tongues, you're fighting for a son, you're fighting for a daughter. When you know that God has a special future for you, but you don't know what it is, you speak in tongues and God begins to pave the way for you. If you do not speak in tongues, listen to me, the pressures of the world will cause you to be weak and crush you. But if you do, you have a spiritual gift that makes you strong and you have a relationship with Him that is unexplainable. Some people, when they pray, they go in there and they feel like they're talking to a wall. I can go in and pray for 2 hours, and like that, I feel like I'm face to face with Him. Face to face. When I'm in the car, all I have to do, anytime I want, I can just put my mind's attention on Him and I can feel Him. Not feel Him, I'm aware of Him. So I've been up here preaching for X number of minutes. I'm not really thinking about Him. I'm thinking about you and sharing a message. But right now, and I did about 45 seconds ago, I'm just become aware. This is what speaking in tongues does. It causes intimacy that you can't explain. I'm going to jump to Roman numeral 4. Let me give you a couple examples. John G. Lake. Everybody say John G. Lake. Look at the person next to you and say, I didn't hear you. All right, say it real loud. 1, 2, 3. Look at your second option and say, you owe me money and I want it now. John G. Lake, listen to this. He prayed for 100,000 people to be physically healed, and they were, and he planted 500 churches. My wife and I almost lost our life planting one. You have no idea how hard it is. 500 in 5 years. 100,000. I've prayed for maybe a couple hundred that have been healed. 100,000? This is what he says. Speaking in tongues was the making of my ministry. What God has for you is formed within you and begins to unfold ahead of you in the future when you speak in tongues. If John G. Lake did not speak in tongues, he could not ask for things that he could not imagine. I just became aware of that quote while I was studying this week. And I promise you, I have spoken tongues more during the day than I ever have in my life. Because I don't know what's ahead, but I want to make sure I get all of it. Are you with me? Say yes. Come on. Yes. John G. Lake. Watch this. Smith Wigglesworth. If you want to read a book, pull up Smith Wigglesworth. Your brain will explode. Watch what Smith Wigglesworth. I'm just going to throw out three examples. Three. I could come up. This guy did stuff that even biblical people didn't do. Watch this. Smith Wigglesworth. He raised at least 14 people from the dead. One guy, he walks up to the casket. He pulls him out of the casket. Like Weekend at Bernie's. Like. He takes him. He's dragging him. The guy's feet are dragging on the ground. Down like this. Family is upset. Starts banging him against the wall. And comes back to life. Watch this. Number two example for Smith Wigglesworth. He goes up to a guy. He has no feet. It's club feet. And he says, go buy some shoes. He goes and buys some shoes, puts the shoes on, and he feels his feet growing. If you don't believe it, why not? Why not? Here's another example. Instant healing of terminal cancer. Now, if you want to pray for someone, I don't recommend you pray for them like Smith Wigglesworth did. He walked up to the person who had terminal cancer and punched him in the stomach. Healed. I don't know if Smith needed to be healed after that. I'm healed. Healed. Watch what Smith Wigglesworth said. I never get out of bed in the morning without speaking in tongues. If you want to walk with God in a supernatural way, you never will to your fullest potential without speaking in tongues. It's not going to happen. You will have a great relationship with Him. You have an address in heaven. There's a house there that's going to blow your mind. You have a relationship. He will use you. But in supernatural ways, the examples will be few and far between. It won't be the story of your life unless you speak in tongues. This is why he brought it up 20 to 22 times in the New Testament. Let me give you one more example. There's a lady by the name of Jackie Pullinger. She went to Hong Kong and she ministered only to gang members. She went on that side of the street. And she looked for heroin addicts. And she didn't pray for them to be delivered. She walked them through speaking in tongues. 100% were delivered from heroin, watch this, and didn't go back. They didn't relapse. Speaking in tongues brings you a power and understanding that you cannot get any other way. So now here's the question. How do you speak in tongues? Well, before I get there, here's a couple reasons why people don't want to. Number one, there's not a hunger for it. I'm good. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I'm good. The hunger isn't there. Number two, they're not bold enough, courageous enough to feel stupid. You have to be willing to feel stupid. You have to think to yourself, this is dumb. I'm making it up. I'm faking it. Everybody who speaks in tongues has to cross that bridge. This is dumb. This is stupid. I'm making it up. Here's the big one. I'm just saying the same word over and over again. For those who say the same word over and over again, you're in company. Because there are angels in heaven that have been saying the same word over and over again since before time. The Bible says that God sits on a throne and there are angels that circle around the throne. And what are they saying? The same word over and over. Holy, holy, holy. They're not saying mercy, mercy, glory, glory. No, 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 no. They're not saying Savior, Creator, Master. There's so many things they could say. No, no, no. Holy, holy, holy. Holy. Is it because they don't know how to say anything else? No, because that's, if you say the same syllable over and over again, that doesn't mean that you're not speaking in tongues. And how you know that is you don't know what that syllable means. Some people, when they start speaking in tongues, they say a syllable, and then the next one, next one, next one, next one, next one. It's boom. And some people say the same syllable over and over again. And when they have faith built, then they say, I think I can do another one. I think I can do another one. And they start just kind of going around. When I played for my son Luke to speak in tongues, he thought I had memorized it like I memorized Spanish because I kept saying the same sentence over and over again. And so he was like, you memorized that. So he started memorizing what I was saying. And when he told me that, I was like, oh, okay, all right, I see what you just did there. So I started mixing it up. And so he's laying there, and all of a sudden he's like, wait a minute here, that's not, hold up. As you speak in tongues, you can start mixing it up. Now, rather than me trying to explain to you how to speak in tongues, I'm going to have one of my heroes in the faith explain it to you. His name's John Bevere. Take a look at this.
Please, please hear what I'm about to say. You cannot expect the Holy Spirit to grab your tongue, to grab your mouth, to grab your vocal cords, and make you speak.
Yeah, right.
Because why? He's given you a free will. You have to yield. The enemy pushes, the Holy Spirit leads. What the Holy Spirit does is gives you the words. They bubble up like that percolator, like I told you, like those bubbles coming up from deep in the sea. You may see one syllable. Just look at it as like a roll of thread in your gut, and you're getting to see just the tip. As you begin to speak in faith, out will come the rest. You have to do it by faith. Let me make this statement. You cannot speak English and Spanish at the exact same time. When you begin to yield to the Holy Spirit to speak in other tongues, you can't speak English. Just speak what He gives you by faith.
Yeah, that's good.
And you're going to notice it may start with a stammering lip, but it will eventually be a language. And it may be two languages and three languages and several languages.
Right.
Just make sure that you absolutely do it in faith and you will receive.
Please. Now, you'll notice, or you won't notice, but I'll just tell you, whenever I'm on the front row during worship and I'm speaking in tongues, it is such a soft whisper, I can't even hear it. Because I know that if someone's standing behind me or next to me and they hear me speaking in tongues, they're not going to be able to think about anything else except for what I'm doing. And so I always ask for people to keep that in mind if you speak in tongues. If you speak in tongues loud enough for you to hear it, someone else hears it, and they're not thinking about anything except for what you're doing, and I want to encourage you to not do that. He's probably watching me live on his app, but is that you, man of God? I never call Duncan Duncan. I call him man of God. He's the one that sings right there. Isn't he anointed? We love you very much. Love you. Even when we text message, I never call him Duncan because he's a man of God. But this is what we're going to do. I'm going to give you an opportunity to speak in tongues this morning. And those of you who can speak in tongues, I want you to keep it to a whisper that maybe just you can, like maybe you can't even hear it. Like, and if you can hear it, it's like the softest whisper there is. But at the same time, I want those of you who have never spoken tongues, if you're hungry enough, I'm not trying to insult you, but you might be in a season where I'm good. And maybe you're good because you don't quite understand it, and you're good. Don't feel bad about yourself. I'm not talking down to you. It might be in another season where you are hungry. But if you're hungry right now, it's available for you right now. However, you have to be courageous enough to feel stupid because you're not going to understand what you're saying. You're not going to understand it. How do you know it's real? Because it's like that spool of thread. It just keeps coming out. You may say the same syllable over and over again, or you'll start mixing it up right away. But while you're doing it, you will think you're making it up. But you can't talk like that forever and ever and ever and ever. Even if somebody tries to talk gibberish, they run out of gibberish in about 10 seconds. But you will know in your spirit that you can go forever like this. So, nobody here, if you're new here, nobody here is going to feel awkward because everybody's going to speak in tongues very softly. But if you would, everyone in the room, I'd like for you to put your hands like this. And everyone in the room, I want you to say, Jesus, I love you. I'm sorry for my sins. Please forgive me. Whatever you have for me, I want. And I want to speak to you in a new language. Now, don't pray. Holy Spirit, flood everyone. Jesus, your word says that you pour out the Spirit on people. Pour it out. Now, everyone with a very, very soft, soft breath, not even a whisper, a soft breath, be courageous enough to move your tongue in your lips. One, two, three. Speak in tongues. Just go for it. Just go for it. All right, now everyone stop. Whether you've spoken in tongues your whole life or you just spoke in tongues for the first time, I want you to put both hands over your head, both, and wave them around like this. Wave them around like this. Put your hands down. If you think you spoke in tongues, but you're not sure, I want you to participate. Hands up, move them around. Let me say this. If you think you did, because it wasn't in English. If your native language is Spanish, it wasn't in Spanish. Now, I want you to do it again, but I'm going to let you go for about 60 seconds because I just want you to feel that. Hands up. On three. One, two, three, go. Be courageous and go for it. Go for it. I want you to do this, all hands down. I want to challenge you. I want to know who spoke in tongues for the first time. Would you just take your hands and just go like this, first time. Don't put them down. My gosh. Wave your hands like this. My daughter's got her hands up. Keep on waving them. Don't stop. First time. Everybody look around. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. I've talked to people before and I've asked them, do you speak in tongues? They said, well, I did like 10 years ago, but I haven't since. And so I don't think I can now. If you have before, you can now. But listen to this, the reason why their faith is down is because they didn't exercise it like a muscle. And all of us know that if you don't exercise the muscle, it's never strong. So every single day, multiple times a day. And when you're alone, you can put some voice under it. And that's awesome. Would you give Jesus a standing ovation? Come on, give it. They love you. May the Lord bless you. May He keep you. May his face shine down upon you and be gracious to you. May his countenance be lifted up on you and give you peace. Hold on, time out. If you're standing next to someone who spoke in tongues, don't interview them on the way out. Don't be like, "So what was it like? Was that the first time? Tell me about it." If they bring it up, you bring it up. All right? Don't interview them. Are you with me? All right. I love you guys. I'll see you next week.